Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Later on tonight, we have the second exhibition game between the, it's not the second game between, but it is the second exhibition game. Memphis is taking on Auburn. This new Auburn staff led by Bruce Pearl's son, Stephen Pearl. They will get a crack at Auburn. I believe it's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I could be making that up.
Oh, I think so.
But it's in Atlanta, and it's not going to be televised. It will be on, like, the Auburn War Eagle stream. You can get a free 7-day trial.
Okay.
It will be $14.99 a month after that, Jason.
Hopefully somebody can put that on Facebook.
Now let me ask you this.
Help us all out.
Does the Superbox get War Eagle Plus?
I don't think so.
That's where we had to draw the line.
Yeah, it has to actually be a channel.
Right.
Got to have a number on it.
Yeah, but it will be televised on War Eagle Plus. If you just Google War Eagle Plus, you can sign up and get that free trial. But again, I would encourage you to remember to cancel, right? Because that's how they get you.
Not going to need it this year.
Yeah, you're just not. I don't even know what you get with that. But I will say, like, what a very interesting additional revenue stream for Auburn. I bet they put, like, a lot of, like, their non-revenue sports on there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, like, even 500 diehards that are willing to pay $15 a month, you know, That's something, you know. That's $7,500 a month. Just, you know, now it costs money to probably set all that stuff up and, you know, hire people to run the cameras and stuff. But
yeah, it's applied to Memphis women's soccer, which is number 3 in the country. But can we see it every time out? I don't know.
No, I mean, very rarely.
You have to go to ESPN Plus. Lot of them are ESPN Plus now.
Yeah.
Because of the American deal.
Right.
And because of their relevance.
That's right.
They're number 3 now in the country. Highest ever ranking. It is unbelievable.
That'd be
something if they're not on, you know, to have them available at all times. Because they are a national power.
Yes, they are a national power. That is exactly right. They could win the championship.
Yes, dude.
I mean, that would be unbelievable.
It's sick because this was supposed to be a reset, rebuild. This dude's number 3 in the country. Brooks.
Is,
Goat.
He really is. How many different ways can you say it? But tonight on War Eagle Plus, it will be Memphis and Auburn. And, you know, I will say, I would like Memphis not to get clobbered tonight. It doesn't matter. But okay.
I lost both last year, right?
Yeah, I would just like it to see. I would like to see it be a little bit more competitive for the 40 minutes. They were winning at half. Last year they played Alabama in the second one, and I think it had gotten away from them. They clawed back to make it look a little bit more respectable than it probably was. Again, it doesn't matter. But I would like to see Memphis, you know, come out, and this Auburn team is interesting. I don't think it's as good as Arkansas. You got Tahad Pettiford back. They added a couple of pieces, you know, around the country. But, you know, they lost some guys too. They lost Jani Broome. They lost Dylan Cardwell to the NBA. So, you know, they're reloading a little bit too. So I think the opportunity for Memphis is there to go in there and get a win. I don't know. Like, if this was like a real game, you know, and it was like a lined game, I would say Auburn would probably be a 3-point favorite or something like that. But I think it's an opportunity for Memphis to go in there and, you know, be competitive. And again, like, what do you want out of it? You want Aaron Bradshaw to have a better game?
You want to find your starting lineup. Sound like Penny was already ready to move off the one he played.
Right.
I'd like to do that. I mean, he almost made it sound like that's not going to be it. Like, yes, I'm going to change it. Like, you know, we're just experimenting, basically. But that's part of it, is it's time to go, right? And that's the thing about Memphis. Your non-con is your season in many ways, especially as it relates to seeding and tournament. So you got to be good off the bat and know what you want to do off the bat. And it seemed like there was still a lot of experimentation going on against Arkansas. So maybe you get to, you know, some closer form of what you're going to be to start the season. I think, too, maybe the defensive game plan against Pettiford, you know, because you're going to see guys that are dynamic. This is a guy, you know, obviously was in the combine last year. Could he have stayed? I mean, would he have gotten?
It's Pettiford?
Yeah.
Yes.
He came back for the money, right?
Yes.
But he could have stayed in the draft.
He had a first-round grade.
A first-round grade, yes. And so you're going to double him. What are you going to do? I mean, this is where Penny Hardaway typically takes a great deal of pride in and taking guys, top guys out. How are you going to defend him, right? Well, who are you going to use to do that? And we've talked about what this is going to look like offensively and how we like the sort of, if you're going to go with Sincere and Doug, but defensively, how can you attack a guy like that? And who are you going to use to do it? That's something I'd like to be, if you're Penny, I'm thinking you want to see and get to tonight, today. Because, again, use it to pull from it. Can you be effective in making him the, let's shut him down, we're going to throw this at him, can that plan be effective? Because that's what you're going to be doing during the season. Who are my best defenders?
Right.
You know, who's best suited for those roles?
Yes, that's stuff you got to figure out. And it could be, Thetford. It could be him.
Could be Thetford. Maybe Barry. I don't know if you can throw at it or not. I mean, you've got some bodies, the 6'8 kid we keep bringing up. Keep bringing him up. Who are those guys? Because I know who it's not. I know that, you know, you can see it. Like, Ashton's not going to be a guy that's, you know, shutting folks down one-on-one. So maybe you use tonight, too, not just, you know, to get a look at offensively what you want there and maybe shoot the ball a little better, but defensively trying to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, no, you're right.
What you want to do.
So I'm excited. I'm excited about, this game tonight. Again, I'll do the, that War Eagle Plus thing, and I'll have some thoughts, I'll do it so you don't have to, type deal. You know what I'm saying?
We got you. We got the beat writers.
Yes.
They'll get us through.
Yes.
Put it on Facebook, man. You help a lot of people like the guy did for the Bahamas.
Yeah, I mean, it costs $14.99 for War Eagle Plus. You know, you can view for $7.99 one time only, you know?
Yep.
And then we'll just kind of
see how many you get
go from there. Yeah. It's not quite. I don't think I'll get that many. Could I get 10? Do you think I get 10?
No.
That would pay $7.99?
No.
Times have changed, brother. I mean, I would have been able to probably get, 300 in the Bahamas? If you were down there and with that number one team, not number one team, but that number one class, I mean, you could have been like, hey, give me.
There was a lot of anticipation around
there. Yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
I can't really do that in 2025, but no, I won't do that. I'll definitely do it for the people. I'll let my thoughts
on
the game. I will certainly do that.
Thank you.
Starts at 7:30 Memphis time, so you'll have to, you got Lamar taking on the Dolphins. You're gonna have to have that on. You got Memphis taking on Auburn. It's gonna be a busy sport tonight.
Do we have Tulane on against UTSA? 6:30
I suppose we could have that.
I mean,
you need
to be pulling for UTSA,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, you do. I mean, now you still
not outside the realm of possibility. I mean, the line's only 5.5.
Right now, you still can't afford a loss, even if UTSA does win.
No.
But you know, it would.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a chance?
You have a chance
to give the death blow to Tulane with a second loss.
Right, that's true. Yes, yes.
If they lost tonight, and it's one of them funky Thursday night specials.
It is
with Tulane on the road.
It is,
and Tulane ain't been dominant.
They have not,
but we could still see them get there. I think
mm-hmm.
I'm not like writing them off from that. We wondered how that early season schedule would they come through banged up. Well, they came through kind of sputtering a little bit, but mm-hmm. still. I mean, you're sitting there 3-0 with a chance to go to 4-0 tonight in the American.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Gotta watch him.
So anyway, you got that going on tonight, Memphis-Auburn, final exhibition game. And then the first regular season basketball game is it's coming up Saturday, November the 8th against San Francisco. Then you got Ole Miss. Then you got UNLV, the Pastner reunion, coming back.
I'm sure we'll effort to get him on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he wants to come in studio. I'm assuming he wants to
come in studio.
No, it's a Sunday game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You'd have to get that during the week on Friday. It'll be before they come in here.
Yeah, UNLV.
Josh will give us some bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Show won't. You're going to say everybody on that roster is good. Memphis got 15 good players.
Do you think people will like come back in droves to welcome Josh back?
Oh, I do think there'll be.
Okay. Yeah,
that's one thing, and you know this about it. That dude would email everybody back.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. God love him. Somebody passed away in your family.
Yeah.
Like Josh is sending you handwritten notes about how sorry he is. He made a lot of connections that way quietly.
Yes.
Probably that were less publicized. That there are going to be a lot of people there probably that come.
Yeah.
You know, that are still Tigers fans would have been there anyway, but I'm sure they want to pay their respects. I mean, it's not Cal, but
yeah,
he has his own level.
No, you're right. Josh is he is a mensch, is in the true definition of that, because I don't know if I've told this story on the show, but he met my dad at a Salvation Army event. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Josh was speaking there. I don't know if he was like just a, you know, I don't know what the tie was, but. But he met my dad. You know, I introduced him like, hey, this is my dad. Dad, this is Josh, you know. And they actually exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
My dad and Josh. And Josh would text my dad to say, hey, are you staying on the wagon? Everything going well? How are you doing? You know, and this is in a time when, you know, I was being critical of Josh because that's kind of the way that the program was going. But he still had it in his heart to, you know, just check in on my dad as he was going through, you know, the things that he was going through with sobriety and things like that. And, I mean, that's a different level.
Yeah, and that's why there'll be people there to pay their respects. Because it's not as much of a, you know, an appreciation of what he accomplished, the wins he helped you get, as, and there'll be some of that, as it is the man
yes.
that he was for the 7 years, and he still is. For the 7 years that he was, how you know what he did for people,
yes,
the way he treated people, the way he returned every call and every email, which
yep.
is crazy, still in this day and age,
yeah,
like that's because he's a good guy. That's yes. why you go down there and pay your respect.
Now here's the test. It's the Brad test. Does Brad attend the UNLV Memphis game? If Brad goes, I think we're getting a ton of people. I do. If Brad doesn't go, it's UNLV fan.
It is hard to get me out of the house these days.
Is Brad Carson, it's a Sunday at 4 o'clock, he clearly has not bought his tickets yet.
No. It's on the 8th?
It's on the 16th.
16th. You know, I will probably be in the house for that game. I am a massive UNLV fan,
okay.
as you all know
I mean,
very
how many
well.
Times will you see UNLV in Memphis?
Rarely, if at all.
This is it.
Yeah. So I probably will go see Gibbs Lawhorn.
There you go.
And
there you
I
go.
Will probably go see Nas Cunningham and the Running Rebels.
Nas Cunningham. That's the dude
that's
that,
a name.
That Memphis was recruiting once yes. upon a time.
He's like top five player back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I do want to just say this. We will need evidence.
Okay.
We will need photographic evidence.
And I don't want to lock it in yet because it's obviously I don't want to commit to actually leaving the crib.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do that.
That's crazy.
Usually it requires a talent fee.
And you said this is a Sunday game, right?
It is a Sunday
game. Sunday
game
at 4, though. It's you still have time. You go. You go. You can make a day. You go down on Beale, you know, tip the National Guard, get some lunch on Beale
yeah.
Street.
And it definitely wouldn't go for security issues. I mean, we're suited up down there now, so we're all good.
That's right. It's just a convenience issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too far. I was hoping they'd build that new arena in Collierville.
I don't think you're going to get that. But
I thought they had that land bought.
All right, so I'm going to say 55-45 Brad goes.
I think you've nailed the predictor.
And I think I would bet 45. I think I'd bet no here. But
I mean, because I can watch this thing. This is going to be televised?
I mean, this is the battle that sports faces.
No, and I want you to hear what you're saying, about to say, because it's exactly right.
Does Josh know you're a UNLV man? Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He knows that.
Yeah, he texted about it.
This is what's going to happen. When you have him on
the
week before the game, you're going to call him to have him on,
yeah.
and he's going to say, Brad, are you going to the game? And you're going to say, well, I don't know. I don't have my ticket yet.
And
he's going
really
to say, I've got
that.
Two tickets for you, and you're going to be there when Josh presents them to you.
Now that's
what's going to happen.
He'll go if he gets, you know, comp
100%.
You have to. I mean, at that point, there's a pressure on you at that point.
Oh, well, plus and it's,
so watch it. I'm going to be looking
the red
at
carpet
you
experience then.
When you pick up the phone to call him that week. I'm going to be watching when he makes the offer, whether
you know,
or not you accept it.
I miss, who is it, Drew Barham? Or who was the other guy that was at UNLV for a time that was...
wasn't Drew. Drew was...
Preston Laird.
Preston.
Preston,
yeah. Preston gave me the royal tour at UNLV when he was an assistant over there with Menzies. Yep.
Remember, that meant a lot to you.
It meant every... Yeah, clearly.
Especially behind the scenes. I'm serious. You told the story.
It meant
stick.
Everything to
it
me. And
stick.
Mr. Laird, is it Brent, his dad?
Yes.
I mean, he's as big a Memphis fan still to this day as there is. So
absolutely
proud of his son who was there this week when Cal was honored. Yeah. I saw him out there. Brent brought by a box of UNLV Running Rebels stuff to my house because your kid's not going to use it. He's going to be coaching at Little
exactly
Rock.
That's exactly right.
He brought by a treasure trove of UNLV gear for me, and I wear it. You guys see me wear it. Anything
that's
that says
amazing
UNLV to this day is from Brent and his family. So
that's
I'm grateful to Mr. Laird and his son for the tour when my son was probably 10 years old. Having said that, Josh's going to have to prove it on the court. So I don't know. Josh, you can give us a call. We got to prove it on the court. We got a new era starting. You're trying to recruit people. Recruit me back, bro.
I'm gonna text Josh. And I'm gonna let him know that Brad is very skeptical about you right now.
We need to prove it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we got beat by Washington in our exhibition. We did destroy this other crap team. I forget who it is.
Goodman says Washington is. Somebody said Washington. I think maybe it was Doster. Doster said
Washington looks.
They got a lot of money.
Outrageous.
Yeah, and then they got a good roster this
Washington,
year.
Washington UNLV. Let's see the score of that. And now, by the way, they have injury problems. UNLV's down 5 scholarship players, but they lost 77-62 to Washington.
That's fine.
Washington shot 52%.
Yeah, I mean, I think Josh has done a really good job of getting players back at UNLV. That's
he's
the main
done a good
thing
job.
I mean,
yeah,
you got Nas Cunningham and Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. I mean, those are
that dude's good.
These are real players.
I mean,
you know, so that's a new thing.
But it ain't Doug. I mean, Doug looked. I actually thought in that first half, Doug looked awesome against Arkansas. He's a real deal.
Let's be clear. There's only one Doug.
Yeah. He's the best. He'll be the best guard on the court in that game.
Probably so. I mean, Memphis needs him to be the best, certainly the best guard in most games that they play.
That's fair.
But he'll have a chance.
And a bunch of 7-foot dudes who can't do anything but be tall. So
well, let's see. We got another opportunity tonight for Memphis taking on Auburn on War Eagle Plus. And maybe Memphis can come out with the win. We got to get to Drew Hill. We're going to talk to him next about the Grizzlies. The blazing season that Cedric Howard is now having, shooting 65% from three. I mean, it ain't going to sustain at 65%, but obviously this is, you know, turning out very well for the Grizz. John Morant's game winner and more. J&J, 93.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Has a piece up today at thedailymemphian.com where he writes, John Morant will play all 82. Joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Drew, what's happening, brother?
What's up? Yeah, this is to your note on your fake headline this week. I think if Ja plays against the Lakers on Friday, there was one stretch last year where he played six straight games, but it would be the first time since March, or second time since March of 2023 that Ja Morant will have played six games in a row. So would be a big deal, would be notable for sure.
We love it. I wish I could get the same plaudits for showing up to my job. You know, nobody says I've done six straight shows. No, I haven't done six straight shows also since March 2023. But nobody says, you know, oh, John's at work today. Woo! But you know, that's just the life we live, man. I don't expect him to play 82. But is it possible that, you know, we see a 65-70 game season from John Morant?
Is it possible? Yeah. Am I going to bank on it? It's too early, you know?
Right.
There's no track record of that.
I'm pretty surprised he hasn't sat out yet. I got to say, I thought him sitting out that Miami Pacers, one of those games back-to-back, I thought that was a certainty. And the fact that he did not seems to suggest that it could be different.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's encouraging that he played. The most encouraging thing as far as, like, Ja being on the floor that's happened was that he did sort of tweak his ankle a little bit at the end of the Pelicans game. It might have been the season opener. And then they played the back-to-back, and he was questionable the first night, played anyway, and then came back the second night and played again. So, like, if this was last season, would he have done that? I don't know. But it seems like he really is putting an emphasis on staying on the court. And to me, that's encouraging. It's encouraging.
Frankly, I think it's one of the best things to come out of the season so far, and we know how intentional he's trying to be about this. The other thing, and I'd go straight to something you've talked about, is Cedric Howard. And just, you know, even I think has been just as impressive in some of these lower scoring games. I say lower scoring because he's had the 27 against Indiana, just with everything that he can do. He wows you on the defensive end. You talked about it, you know, guarding Zion. He's guarding Steph on another night. I think I heard you and Harrington talk. They've thrown him into the fire in a way. I guess, you know, in a lot of ways it was different because you'd hoped it was going to be Marcus Smart, but Jalen Wells got thrown into that fire. But the way that Cedric has sort of risen out of that fire, I mean, he's got to be right up there with best things that have happened this season, no?
Yeah, no. The best thing about Cedric Howard is that everything that the Grizzlies sort of alluded to about we feel really good about him because he has all these different avenues in which he can become a meaningful NBA player, that has played out on the basketball court, and you see that on a night-to-night basis. Yep. You know, like whether it's skying for that rebound late in the game, which was a critical play.
Sure was.
Or the big three that he hit. Like, it's both sides of the court. It's offense and defense. You can see it. And then, but, you know, especially on defense, just his ability to be a secondary rim protector has been super meaningful for this team, especially given the front court issues. And so you could see the potential there. And I love that they're following the Jalen Wells blueprint with this guy. Like, no. Like, we're not going to baby him early in the season. We're just going to stick him on the other team's best player, throw him in the fire, and let him figure it out. It seemed to work pretty well for Jalen Wells. Mm-hmm. Seems to be working pretty well for Cedric Howard. It was funny. After I finished up hosting Jeff's show this morning, I did an interview with LA's ESPN station, and they were asking me, you know, about Jalen Wells, and they were like, you know, Jalen, he was such an important defensive player for the Grizzlies last year. And, you know, what do you think about that? And I assume he's going to be the assignment on Austin Reeves on Friday night. And I was like, I don't think he's going to be the assignment on Austin Reeves. I think it's going to be Cedric Howard. Like, you know, a lot of these people that are casual basketball fans that are going to look at the box score are going to be like, you know, all right, like he's playing pretty solid for a rookie, like looking efficient. He has been better than that. Like he just has. He's been better than the box score shows. And you're starting to see it a little bit because the national media is catching on. You're starting to see more conversations about Cedric Coward and, you know, what he's able to do. And that's what we asked for, right? This is exactly what Zach Kleiman was talking about at his media following the NBA draft when he said, we traded Desmond Bane because we were looking for higher-end outcomes. Whether it happens or not remains to be seen, but it is clear Cedric Coward has the possibility for a higher-end outcome.
Yeah, I mean, he shut me the hell up. I mean, I was skeptical that he could do it this soon. And, I mean, he's already closing. He's closed multiple games now. He closed against the Pelicans. He closed, and I'm talking about, you know, games that are high leverage, right, where it could go either way. He closed against the Pelicans, and he closed last night. I think if Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was on that floor, Cedric Coward's on and Jalen Wells is off. I don't know that for a fact, but that would be my guess. Like the idea that he has played his way through five games into where the coaching staff trusts him to close close NBA games is just – I mean, I think it's got to be beyond everybody's wildest expectations. And the expectations I know were high, but to be here five games in is kind of nuts.
The expectations were high, but the expectations were also kind of put to me as, well, we'll see what he is in 20 games into the season or 30 games into the season. We're five games into the season, and the expectations have already gone up a level. So he wasted no time on that. But, yeah, no, everything you said is right. And then, like, you know, now the conversation becomes, of course, like, are they going to have to put him in the starting lineup? And yep. I don't know. The answer to that is
that's coming.
I don't know.
Is it there's no pressure, right, Drew? I mean, no pressure to do
right.
that? No urgency to do that?
There's no pressure to do that, and you have KCP, who's a 30-year-old veteran, you know, right there. And so you don't have to start a player in order to play him 30 minutes. That's just the reality. Like, I feel like I sound like Chris Harrington talking about this and being like, you know, it doesn't matter who starts the game. It just matters who plays more minutes. But I do think that is he's right on that. And I'm sure that's something he will say if he gets asked about it. But, like, you know, I think as long as he's on the court a lot, it is a big benefit. And also, Cedric has been really good in that second unit. And through training camp, he played a ton of minutes with Ty Jerome. That was something that I had heard, is like those two were paired up quite a bit, and that was part of the reason it was so disappointing that Ty Jerome is hurt and probably not going to be back for a while, just because they wanted to see what he looked like with a point guard on the floor more. And we haven't even gotten a ton of Ja and Cedric Coward minutes, so we've gotten enough, but it hasn't been, you know, his highest level of usage. He's played with Javon Small more than he's played with Ja Morant to this point.
Yep.
And it's funny, though, those lineups with him and Javon Small on the court have the best offensive rating on the team of any two-man lineup. So, like, that's how good he's been. He's just so efficient, and it's super impressive. It's really exciting, and I'm just really glad that we have something to hold on to right now, because we can't take for granted that this team didn't exactly signal that they were ready to go all in and, like, compete in the West. And so this had the opportunity to be a little doom and gloom. We're not getting that, because we have a guy that everybody thinks, hey, wait a minute, we really found something here.
What do you see with Jaren right now, Drew? John and I are trying to figure it out, right? Okay, because I have to be fair. There's off-season injury. You know, and you did play a couple preseason games. But it is different now in the sense that the expectations – fairly, they have to go up from what, you know, yes, what is it, $35 million this year, but 49, then 50. And then you've got a new coach. And last year at times, and you know that, Drew, you wrote about it, I mean, he was a one option. They're coming to him. Now you're, you know, we'd like you to be the one option on some nights, maybe take some of that load off Ja. I'm just throwing all that out there to ask you, what do you see? It feels like he's struggling trying to find his way. How much of it's this, you know, is Isolo? How much of it's him?
It's a combination of both. He hasn't played at his best this season, that's for sure. You know, it's important that he finds a way to leave an impact on the game, that's not just offense. And it's been a little disappointing, I think, that defensively he hasn't really been the same force that he was during his Defensive Player of the Year season or even the season before that. And I get there's some – sometimes there's some levels to this, right? Like there's – you know, as the offense sort of goes up and you expend energy on that end of the floor, the defense may come down a little bit, and that's just part of the give and take of basketball. So I certainly get that. But I just – I wish, you know, if he's not scoring or being used because he only had 9 shot attempts in that game against Golden State, like I want to see more on the other end of the court. So I'm kind of with you in terms of, like, we haven't really seen him be excellent yet. He was really good in the second half of the New Orleans game. Like, that was best he's played so far this season.
Yep.
I mean, the other thing here, though, is, and you mentioned it, Isolo's offenses in Europe and, like, his whole idea of how to play offense has always sort of been around dynamic guards that can get to the basket. And if you go watch the way his team's played in Europe
–
it was almost entirely bigs being used as just guys that are rolling to the basket as threats in that way. And then, you know, guys that were setting screens and were more of the rebounding type. And Jaren is neither of those two things. So I think he's still trying to figure out how to use Jaren and have him be effective. And
yep.
I don't think that he's quite figured that out yet.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I can't put 100% of the blame on Jaren, but I do think he is definitely capable of playing better than he has so far this year.
I don't want to talk in absolutes, but I think, you know, my hope for, I mean, there's a reason why we're in year 8 and we're still talking about this two-man game with John and Jaren. Like, it's just not, that's never happened. It's never happened. They have, you know, Jaren can't even set a screen, okay, like, without getting called for an offensive foul. I mean, it's absolutely insane. So my hopes, like it's going to be on Jaren is the point, right? Like it's not going to be on Isolo trying to figure this out. I mean, it's going to be on Jaren figuring out how to impact the basketball game when it's not running through him. And, you know, the Grizzlies also knew what Isolo's system was too, when they paid Jaren, right? Like that Isolo's system wasn't a mystery to them when they handed him what will be $50 million a year contract. And again, it's not like it's a disastrous thing, but it's like when Mark Williams, who was failed a physical, right, got shipped out and failed a physical and then had to get shipped back last year, is ripping you on the baseline in a high-leverage game. Like, that cannot happen, man. That just cannot happen in 2025. So he's going to have to take responsibility for that. I don't know if it's there. I don't know what it looks like. But if he can, that raises the ceiling. I'm skeptical. I really am.
Isolo's system and Isolo's philosophy are different things. That's the only thing I'd add is that, you know, you can say Isolo's system and this is what it looked like in Europe, but Isolo's philosophy is change, right? He always talks about solutions and problems. It's the new 3 P's. You're just going to hear it a million times this season. And right now, some of the solutions he's trying to find is figuring out a way to have Jaren be more effective on offense. And so I think you got to be careful, yeah, as you said, speaking in absolutes, because they may change things up to try to get him the ball in different spots and try different things. But the turnover was a bad one. It was a bad turnover. He's also made plays late in the games, too.
Yeah.
He made good plays late in the New Orleans games. But the turnover,
you can't keep talking about the New Orleans game, man. That was 3.5 weeks ago.
Well, you're just talking about one game, too.
It's two games. It's two games consecutively.
One turnover late in the Suns game.
He got punked against the Warriors with Draymond, which was a non-basketball thing. Okay, I'll admit that. But it's just a bad look consecutively to get punked by Draymond, and then you got punked on the court by Mark Williams. It's just a bad two-game stretch. That's all.
I don't worry about Jaren yet. It's way too early in the season to be worrying about Jaren.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Is it too early in the season to be worried about the Orlando Magic? Orlando Magic? Orlando Magic? Come on, Jason. Is it too early to worry about the 13th place team in the East?
That's a good thing for the Grizzlies that they stink. I don't think it's. I think it is too early to worry about the Orlando Magic still, because you guys think Paolo's a good player, right? Like, you think he's good.
I think he's a 10-time All-Star, if you're asking.
Okay. There we go. So he had a, going into the game last night, which I didn't see, he had a usage rate of 27%. He was, among all forwards, his effective field goal percentage was like in the low 40s. It was in the zero-zeroth, I guess that's the way to say it, percentile. The bottom 1% of all forwards in the NBA, effective field goal percentage. And he's taking, the ball is ending in his hands almost 30% of the time when he's on the court for the Magic. That's bad. That's a bad combination. But guess what? That's not going to continue. So I don't think that the Magic need to be completely panicking yet. And I still trust that their defense will be good by the end of the year. And, yeah, it's been a bad start. But I think in an East that's particularly soft, that Orlando is going to be fine in the long run.
The chicken and shrimp fried rice at South Main Sushi must be really good, Drew, from what I'm reading from your piece. They love it. The Grizzlies love it. Great piece here.
Yeah, thanks. One of my favorite things I've done in a while, and certainly something that is relevant right now as we talk about the city and downtown dining.
Yes.
It started, what you're referencing is a tradition that started with Mike Conley. Mike was Jaren's rookie year when Mike was a vet, and Mike loved South Main Sushi. Like, that was one of the places he liked to go, and he loved the chicken and shrimp fried rice. He ended up taking Jaren there. Jaren ended up really liking it too. He also does chicken and shrimp fried rice with three yum yum sauces on the side, and it became a thing where Jaren would go call in the order and then pick up the food and bring it to the team's flight whenever they would leave Memphis on the first leg of a road trip. And that tradition ever since, over, I believe, 6 years and eight seasons now, has continued.
That's awesome.
And so it's pretty cool, because I spoke with the owner of South Main Sushi, Lee, who just was so appreciative of what that means, you know, to their restaurant, because that's not a small order.
Yep.
It's 30 chicken and shrimp fried rices, 10 chicken fried rices, 30 teriyaki sauces, and 50 yum-yum sauces. And just the ability to meet all of the rookies and allow them to see parts of the city, small business, you know, that's not just what's going on down at FedEx Forum, I think is meaningful. And, you know, we got to be honest, like, the traffic downtown has decreased so much that a lot of these restaurants are hurting. And I loved her attitude, you know, about all of it, which is like, you know, let the Grizzlies be the example here. Like, go to your favorite downtown restaurants and eat, because those places, you know, are struggling for business, several of them. And so it doesn't have to just be sushi. It could be any restaurant. Go down there and eat and support the places that you love. And it was a really cool story to put together, you know, and just hear the stories of everybody that came in. One of my favorite things was she talked about the time Ja came into the restaurant.
Yeah,
and,
love the end.
You know, it was after a bad loss, and everybody sort of expected a sour mood. And instead, Ja took his time. He took photos with the staff. He, you know, showed an appreciation for the people that put in hours and hours of work to feed them when they travel, because, you know, it's a 4-hour process every time they have to prepare a Grizzlies order, and they have to make sure the quality is super high, because you can't have anybody getting sick. So, you know, Ja went in there, he showed his appreciation for them, took his time, and then he left him $1,000 tip. She said, you know, it went from what everybody thought was going to be a bad night, because the Grizzlies got crushed, to a night that they all really appreciated and meant a lot to everybody. And so, again, let's let the Grizzlies be an example here. They're supporting a local small business that many of their players care about. And the rest of us should try to do the same.
Absolutely.
Well done.
How much did you
really
tip?
Well done.
What was your tip?
I didn't eat there. I did not eat there. I have eaten there before, but when I did the interview, I did not eat there. I spoke to her on the phone.
Okay, gotcha. That was.
Where do you guys like to eat downtown? What are your favorite downtown restaurants?
Majestic.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
You know, I mean, I think that's usually our go to when we're, you know, doing a real, you know, I mean, you can never go wrong with the Soul Burger at Ernestine and Hazel's. I mean, that thing, especially, you know, back in my 20s, I used to be downtown all the time before I had kids and everything like that. And I would, we would always, you know, fall into Ernestine and Hazel's late, get that delicious burger and get the, you know, the chips on the side. You know, you just can't go wrong with that, man.
Shout out Cookie Canuck real quick. I was going to give him a shout out. I like going there.
There you go. Brad's coming in with Cookie Canuck, man. I mean, there's just so many options. So many options, Drew. And we're still going, we're going to wait on the one from Jason, and he might text you later. Oh, on.
I've got some Cordova options for you, Drew. Let me know when you're out there.
But hold on. I know you do Grisby. Any lunch spots, man?
Not yet.
All right.
Be late lunch there.
We're going to continue to endeavor to see.
I mean, Blue City, they still got the tamales
Blue
down
City,
there.
Good. Yeah.
We go to Blue City before we do the shows at the Orpheum and just get the tamales.
Good place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hot spot.
Again, we don't look for the, right. You know, we're not highfalutin folks. We just want good food, good convenience.
Yes,
comfortability.
Is Pig still down there?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that what it's called? Pig? Barbecue?
I don't know if I've heard of that.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I might be hallucinating. I apologize.
They just called it Pig?
Pig.
I thought it was the Pig, bro.
The thing about Gus's is now there are three of them. You've got one in East Memphis, and there's one in Germantown now, so you don't have to go to that downtown location.
Yeah, Pig on Beale. Yeah, I think it is still down there.
Drew, real quick, how about Jake LaRavia last night?
Yeah.
Do you know his Jake LaRavia.
Number 12.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Anthony Edwards. I know what you're doing.
Who's that? Is that number 12?
Yes.
27 on your head.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to figure that out.
I see. You're a clever man. Yep.
He looked great, obviously. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to have a tribute video or anything warmed up for him when he comes back in Memphis. I don't know. Maybe they will. But he obviously looked good, and that was one of the funniest moments of the NBA.
It was hilarious.
And Anthony Edwards is just so funny. The guy knows what to say. So, he's played well.
Wasn't there like a little bit of an internal like they didn't they pick his option up, or they thought about picking his option up? Like
they didn't.
Right? They did not. But yeah, they heavily considered it, right? Like it was kind of an internal back and forth, or am I making that up?
No, yeah, they did. They ended up declining the option. They had to make a decision on it. I think it was like December of last year, might have been November of last year. And they ended up not doing so because they figured, you know, that they may be needing money if they were going to get a Jaren extension
all
that.
That's right.
And they ended up deciding against it. And then they still tried to leave the door open to bring him back. And the final decision obviously became to trade him because they knew the writing was on the wall there, and it's time to get what you can for him. So they traded him, but that was when he was playing really bad that they declined that option. And then like in the weeks after that, he started to play a lot better, and then everybody second guessed it, but that's just basketball.
It's just basketball, man. Drew,
them folks had him, Reeves, and Connect out there. What's that tell you?
Exciting white.
Yeah.
And what'd they do?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They won.
They won. Got the dub.
I'm looking forward to Reeves, Connect, and Jake LaRavia against Jock Landale, John Conchar, and Cam Spencer.
Man,
you know?
I mean, this is what I'm talking about right here.
A true battle.
1944 hoops. All right. You want to talk about fun. Austin Insanity.
I don't know why Isolo keeps playing that lineup, by the way. It's something that Harrington complained about. But DeMichael and I were laughing the first time that he rolled that out there at FedEx Forum, because it was like you have Ja and then you have all of these guys who aren't exactly athletes on the court together. But, yeah, he keeps doing it. He keeps playing that lineup.
What's the lineup? It's Ja and who?
It's Ja, Conchar, Jock Landale. Who am I forgetting?
Cam.
Cam.
Cam's out there.
Jock Lando, and Santi, I think.
Oh, this is perfect. This is like when you go play pickup and the one black guy gets picked up on the court, right? Like, I got to get.
It's either Santi.
That's exactly what that lineup is.
Coward, one of the two. Yeah. Yeah. But it's literally Ja and then no athleticism around him.
No, I've seen that. I've been a part of many of those lineups over the years in pickup basketball, brother. I mean, it's like a specialty, you know, no question about that. And it usually is successful. I'll say that. You know, you got the shooting out there. There's no doubt. Drew,
you're
the best,
brother.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. You got a restaurant for us yet? You gave us Blue City. You gave us Blue City.
What you want from? I'll just give you honesty, man.
That's right. I just want honesty.
I know you want something highfalutin.
The pig, man. I gave you the pig on Beale. Now that's a gym.
You're making stuff up.
No, the pig. Doors are open. The doors are open, and they're waiting on you, man. I just got a text from the pig on Beale. I'm just kidding. I did not. But
bro, at Cookie Canuck, you can make your own s'mores at your table.
Now, is this sponsored from you?
No, okay, they're friends.
I'm just making sure.
The Dankos, man. I used to work with one of the Dankos.
Good people.
Yeah.
They are a staple. There is absolutely no
question
about
it. These people have been doing it for 20 years down there.
Absolutely right. But yes, I think Drew's message is spot on. Go downtown November 16th. Brad is committed.
I'm going to be, here's what I'm going to do. At about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll see me at the Kooky Canuck, and then Jake and I'll do that, and then we're going to walk over with our Rebels gear on.
Got an itinerary together.
I like it.
And this is usually what we do. That's the go-to is the Kooky Canuck, and then we get that.
I mean, I'm not trying to, chart your life for you, man, but you know Jake's about to leave the house.
Trust me, you're very aware.
Your opportunities to do these kinds of things with him, they are running out, man. So you got to take advantage while he's still under that roof.
You're right.
Get your asses down to FedEx Forum November 16th.
I will be there.
And
Jake will be there.
It don't matter what you got on. I know a lot of people were focused on what Mike Miller was wearing against Alabama back in the day. He had
red.
On some red. That's fine. We're not going to do that to you.
Traitor.
No, I will get heckled by Memphis fans, but I will take it. That's
I don't
fine.
Think so, because I think it's very clear and obvious who your allegiance is.
Yeah,
with. You're a graduate of UNLV. You're not a graduate of the University of Memphis.
Nope.
You work in Memphis. You know,
but I want the Tigers to do well and
all
win.
Right, perfect. Here's what we'll do. We'll get with Rich Fresh, and we'll
split jersey.
Have Memphis. There you go. That's exactly right.
Shorts on.
I'll be the only one of those.
Yeah. You will, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
I'm afraid the Rebels are going to get toe up.
You can serve both masters. Anyway, thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. Bennett Doyle's going to join us at 125. We'll continue the Grizzlies conversation with him, get his favorite downtown restaurant. You know, the heat lamp's on today on J&J. All right. If you think you're going to come in here and it's going to be sweet and it's going to be an easy pressure with the J&J show. We'll come back. J&J, 99.5 ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.